Here is the biography for Susan Love.
I was born and raised in Valdez and graduated from VHS in 2002. I studied at the University of San Francisco and more recently University of Alaska Southeast. I moved back to Valdez in 2014 with my husband, Austin, and my two sons were both born here. We love raising our family in this community, and our free time is spent mainly outside biking, boating, camping, skiing, and hiking. My work over the years has ranged from tourism, marketing, small business assistance, nonprofit management, to student services. Right now, much of my time is spent raising our 4 and 2-year-old sons, but I also work part-time with my family at Rogues Garden as an assistant manager, adjunct faculty at PWSC teaching Intro to American Government, and I serve as treasurer to the Valdez Cooperative Preschool.
What are the 3 main challenges for the city of Valdez in the next 5 years? As a potential city council member, how do you plan to address these challenges? Susan Love submitted the following response.
COVID-19 related issues. The city of Valdez will need to continue to prepare for and address this public health crisis and its short and long-term economic impacts. I'd like to see the city continue to support the public health response and information sharing and weigh the impacts to individuals, families, and Valdez businesses in order to find ways to support our community. Sustainability is another challenge for the city of Valdez. This challenge encompasses our city's financial position, our aging infrastructure, changing demographics, and the local economy, which remains largely undiversified. I would like to see all the decisions that the council and city staff make have these long-term concerns in mind. My goal is to support stability and effectiveness in city leadership to help Valdez become a more sustainable community, especially economically. Another challenge is state budget deficits. The price of oil and ongoing budget issues will continue to affect Valdez residents, organizations, and businesses that rely on state funding and higher oil prices. The council can help determine which priorities to emphasize to our legislators and look for ways to align with regional, statewide, and federal entities that can support impacted businesses.
What experience do you have with budgeting and managing people and finances? Susan Love submitted the following response.
I've had a variety of experiences with budgeting, investments, and finance. As a treasurer for the Valdez Co-op Preschool, I've helped create our annual budget, calculate tuition rates, and perform all bookkeeping, payroll, and tax duties. While working as the financial aid advisor at PWSC, I helped students submit tax documents, create personal budgets, and obtain financial aid. While working in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I worked with small business owners and community organizations to access crowdsourced microloans, business planning, and support. Through my master's in public administration program, I took classes such as public financial management and economics in public policy. While I have yet to work on budgets, investments, and finances as large and complex as the city of Valdez's, my master's in public administration has prepared me to take on that task with a good introductory understanding, and my work experiences gave me great insight into the complicated and personal nature of small businesses and individuals' finances. Every decision that the city council makes regarding budgeting, investments, and finance has a potential or direct effect on local businesses and citizens, and as a council member, I will always keep that in mind.